in November, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'll be tuned in, definitely.
And we'll bring you guys back as well. We got to get out of here. We're going to do something real cool after. SETI's going to do, well, you guys will see. It's going to drop online. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. We will be back next Tuesday with Suicide Squad. They're going to come up here.
Oh, shout out them boys. Yeah, man.
And they're going to chop up a beat live on air. And then, you know, this will be on iTunes and everything Thursday. Subscribe if you haven't. At LFOD Radio everywhere. We're out of here. Block to booth. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
1 Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is something by a band called Black Joe Lewis. I have a guest coming up, playing about 3 songs. This is Black Joe Lewis, though.
Behind the trees, through the snow touch over.
WMFO in Medford. As I said, we have a guest here. Let me tell you what I played first. The Pee-wees. I just heard the Pee-wees, song called Christine. They're a band out of Italy. CD's called Moving Targets. Before that, Muck and the Myers, local band, good enough the name of the song, and opened up with some Black Joe Lewis, song called Shadow People, here with Joseph DeMeo.
Right? Papa Joe.
Papa Joe. That's right. That's the show. We're going to get to that in a bit, right?
Yeah, but, well, that's what everybody calls me, though, is Papa Joe.
Good enough. Yeah. That works. Yeah. So we were talking a little bit before we came on about, you've been at this a while, this music thing.
Yeah, kind of. I've been told that I actually started the day I was born. You know, they slapped me and yep. I started singing instead of crying. But actually, my first opportunity to perform for people, I think I was about 5 years old. I was back in the days of you sing and tap dance type thing. But I went more towards, hey, I want to be Elvis.
Yeah.
You know? And then I just kept doing it for years and, you know, did all the teenage bands and that kind of stuff and the high school bands. And then I went to Vietnam and came home and played a little music, wrote a little music.
Yeah.
But kind of stayed away from people for a long time.
Right. And was that because of the whole experience? Of,
yeah. I didn't know it at the time, but I had PTSD going on. And I'd go and play a gig, and then people come up to talk to me, and I didn't want to be around them. You know?
Yeah.
It was like, whoa. So I quit music for quite a while, and then I came back to it in 2008 at the coaxing of my oldest son, Ira Black, who's a one of the best heavy metal shredders out there today.
Really? Is he in a band, or he just bounce around?
He's been in many bands, big ones.
Mm-hmm.
He's with I Am Morbid right now.
I've heard of that. Don't
yes,
they, about
they,
him.
And matter of fact, they just came out with a Ira Black doll. Collectible doll.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep, with his Dean guitar, the long hair, the whole bit. But anyway, he in 2008, yeah. he kind of talked me into getting back into music. I did a few open mic type things to wet my feet, you know,
sure.
get my legs back. And then I just said, yeah, you know what? People like what I'm writing. I'm going to keep going. Put a band together. Mm. 2009, I got the opportunity to do a 6-show tour with people like Eddie Money, Pat Travis, Randy Jackson from Zebra,
mm-hmm.
Terry I. Luce, a lot of different people. Ernie and the Automatics, Ernie
yeah.
Bach Jr.,
yeah.
and then Sib Hashian and Barry Goodrow were in that band.
What was Eddie Money like? Did you get to converse with him at all?
Oh, yeah. He's a hot shit. He is. He's a hot shit.
Yeah, we're going to be careful with the FCC stuff with the
yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, gotta be careful with that, don't I?
But
he's yeah, he's
a funny guy.
He's a very funny dude. Yeah, and but you gotta watch him.
Yeah,
you know, don't loan him felt tip markers or sharpies.
Oh yeah, all right.
You don't get him back.
All right. He's still active, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Matter of fact, he's gonna be at Mohegan Sun, or he just was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right around this time,
yeah.
he's usually there, doing the Wolf Den thing. But that was fun, and that really got me going, because we did this one show where there were like 600 or 700 people.
Yeah.
And halfway through my set, they started screaming, "We love you, Papa Joe!" You know, so I said, whoa, I got to keep doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's a you big know. Confidence boost. You get
yeah,
a big
yeah.
audience you know, that haven't probably heard you before. And
yeah, and they loved yeah, what I yeah. was doing. So I said, you know, let me put a band together, and 10 years of going through members and going through different types of changes to get the sound I wanted.
Yeah.
We came up with what we called, for a while we were calling it New Classic Rock, NU Classic
uh-huh.
Rock. But then I realized that the songs I write, like on this little teaser CD,
yeah.
there's 6 songs.
Right.
And if 2 of them are in the same genre, I don't know.
That's kind of cool, though. I like that.
Yeah. Like, the song like Lucky is leans yeah. more towards a metal sound,
mm-hmm.
where Not My Home is more yeah. of a birdsy, folksy sound.
Right.
And then there's Keep Rolling Long, which has been a big hit for us since...
Yeah, we're going to play that in a minute.
Since
yeah.
2015, and that's more of a classic rock sound.
Yeah, I like... on my show, I personally play a lot of different music. I'll play some rock, I'll play some alt country, some alternative, some punky stuff. I like
oh
to,
yeah, we even have
and most people like different styles of music.
So we now claim to be a variety band.
Yeah.
Because we play everything on our interpretive covers
yeah.
from swing to hair metal, and then we throw in our originals, which range from jazz to who knows what, you
yeah.
know. And
that's good.
And so our shows are always changing and have something for everybody.
Cool. We're going to play a track, and then we're going to come back and talk a bit more about your band, a new CD, right, that you're working
we're
on?
We're working on, yes.
The
tracks on
that.
This are a teaser from that CD.
Okay. We're going to play Rolling Along. Is that
Keep Rolling Along.
And then we'll come back and we'll talk again in about... I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes probably.
Yeah, I think it's 3 minutes and 42 seconds.
There you go. We'll be back, WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. with some of my tunes. I like the sounds that I heard. It somehow struck a real deep nerve. Have to keep going on. Have to keep singing my song. Have to keep going on. They say that music is good for the soul. Things like punk and rock and roll. That's why I had to sing my song.
All right, we're back. That's great stuff, Papa Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that
I'm
a
glad
lot.
Glad you like it.
And I told you, I've heard that before, and you said, I don't think it was here, so it might have been some station somewhere.
Oh, yeah, well, that song is worldwide.
You got a lot of buzz with that one.
From Canada to Italy, Germany, UK, yeah. All across the U.S. It's even been on, like, HJY and those type of stations all over the place. So,
yeah,
if you've heard it, it may even be on Sirius XM. I'm not sure because I sent it in. But I have no clue if they've cataloged it, put it in or not.
And is that on a recording, or do you just do the singles thing? Do you have is there a CD that's on, or was that just like a single that you put out?
That was the single we put out in 2015. And it's also going to be on our CD that we're working on, which is called Through Love and War. It's called that for many reasons, because of my experience with war, and then the experience of love that saved me from what I was going through after that fact. So that's the title, Through Love and War. That's the CD. We should be starting to do the actual recording the middle of October, I hope. We have a couple of people that we're working with. Mm-hmm. They put their studios together, and one guy upgraded his studio just so that the Papa Joe Show can come and record for them. And they're going to help us, and hopefully we help them, you know.
Have you been playing some of the newer songs at your shows?
Oh, yeah. When I started out back in 2008, my shows would consist of 90% interpretive covers and 10% of my originals.
Sure.
Right now, the bands, we're doing almost the 50-50 show now, and people are recognizing them. Matter of fact, we just did a show in Colchester, Connecticut, and there were people singing to the songs. So that's always nice.
Yeah, I'm going to say that must be cool.
Yeah, when you start seeing people singing your lyrics, it's like, oh, wow, cool. You know?
Yeah.
But we're trying to get more and more of our originals into the show. We can do about an hour show or so at least with just originals, and we're working towards doing more because we've been mainly working on that hour that would fit on a CD type thing.
Sure.
But I've got two CDs worth of stuff already. Yeah.
And you do your own booking and all that?
Unfortunately, yeah. And boy, so that's a hassle. Lot. Yeah, it's a hassle because, number one, I don't drive.
Okay, so that's a factor.
If I don't have my wife or band member available to go to the venues, you try the online, the email, the calls. And, yeah, they want to get back to you, but then it's, you know, you don't hear from them for a while. But when I noticed when you go and see them, you talk to them, you get a little bit of better, more reaction.
I find that even like with bands that I want to have on my show, like if I go see them and they know me, if like I'm supporting their band, I think they're a lot more prone to
come
coming
support
on.
Your show,
right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
As opposed, like you said, like some nondescript like emails or hey, I like you. And sometimes you get feedback there too, but I think the face-to-face is usually
the best, yeah. And we're working towards more of the shows of places like Twin River, Mohegan Sun, Foxwoods, mm-hmm. because that's, even though we have a lot of younger followers that love what we do, that's more of the
atmosphere. That's more your niche, I would think.
That's more our, because, you know, even though we do everything from swing to hair metal, we're basically a bluesy rock type band, and those type of clubs, you know, kind of cater to the those type of things.
We're gonna play a song that you had a little intro to.
Yeah, this one's called "Accidental Intoxication."
You have to explain that.
Okay. First off, I was asked to do a thing with the Rhode Island Songwriters Association, a Songwriters in the Round. They gave me the actual theme was accidental intoxication. And I happened to have a friend who is a medical marijuana user, and he was having a real rough day. He couldn't think straight. His pain was off the charts. So his wife thought she would make him a special dinner. He liked coconut fried chicken, cream broccoli, stuff like this. And she said, well, if I use his cannabis oil to make this meal for him, it may help him out. And that's what this song is about. There's a twist to it, and you'll see in the song.
That's great. That's a great tale. But we're going to play that, and we'll get back, and we'll talk some more.
Special. She tried to do something nice. Her man was in so much pain. She just wanted to make him feel right. She served him sauteed coconut chicken with green broccoli for a side. She thought if she used his cannabis oil, it just might ease his pride. She was eating it too. Accidental intoxication. Don't become the next patient. He tried to tell her what comes up those hands. She wouldn't listen, she was thrashing around. He tried to reel her down just a bit. That's when she said, I think I poisoned myself. She didn't think it all the way through. She forgot she was eating it too. Accidental intoxication. Don't become the next patient. Accidental intoxication. Don't become the next patient.
Intoxication. Funny and true, right? That's a
funny true, and true,
true
yeah.
story.
True story,
so
yeah. And yeah, it was a cool song.
Yeah. And the band itself, you wanted to mention, you're still...
Yeah, we're actually I thought I had it down to five perfect members.
Yep.
And what's happening now is one of our guitarists is leaving us because of work-related issues, putting so much stress on him, he just doesn't have the time or the capabilities.
Yeah.
And in January, the middle of January, our second guitarist is going to be leaving, but he's leaving because he's going to be going to Berkeley.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I can't fault him there. That boy.
Yeah.
Know,
Berkeley's going to trump the Puppet Joe show.
Yeah, yeah. not for long, though. When he's done, he'll probably be back.
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking for guitarists. Lead rhythm is needed on that because both of our guitarists are lead players.
Mm-hmm.
They carry rhythms when they need to, but I switch back and forth on everybody gets to play, you know, type thing. And I'm also looking for a keyboardist because we want to expand
the sound
and also expand our set list on our interpretive cover set list. But yeah, I also wanted to add it to the originals just to expand the sound even more.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're looking for guitarists to come check us out.
Keyboardist.
I'm located in Danielson, Connecticut, which is just over the border on Mass and Rhode Island. So if you're anywhere near that little northeastern corner and like a half an hour away from there and you want to try out, you can reach me at papajoe1112@hotmail.com or you can give me a call at 860-481-0802. Keyboardists and guitarists.
Yeah, and do you write a lot? Do you get blocks a lot where you can't write? Do you?
I don't usually get blocks, so to speak. I more get involved with what I'm working on so that I don't have the time to write something new.
Yeah.
But if somebody says to me, hey, let's do something on this, I'll drop what I'm doing. And I usually most of the stuff I write, because it comes from my own experiences in life and or true stories of friends of mine.
Which I think a lot of that's you artists, you writers, that's what you write about, generally life experiences, I would imagine.
You like to write about what you know.
Yeah.
You know? And because of that, it seems like whenever I do start writing something, the universe just kind of opens up to me. It's like a godsend thing. Sometimes I come up with the chord progression, and then 2 days later, the lyrics just come to me. Or sometimes I'm writing poems, and all of a sudden, the music comes to me. And so I don't really get blocks for some reason.
Is it usually lyrics first, then music? It goes both ways.
It goes both ways with me, because sometimes I'll just be doing something on the guitar, and the lyrics will pop into my head. Other times, it's just the opposite.
Right.
You know? Or sometimes I'll take my lyrics and I'll say to one of my guitarists, hey, what do you think you could do with this? Let me show you what I think, you know, vocally, and then they'll come up with a little riff that'll go with it.
Those are some collaboration there too.
Oh yeah. We write our band songs. I write the tune, and then we do kind of a Three Dog Night thing where, okay, hey, here's my song. Beatles did it too a lot, you know. Here's my song. What do you think you could add to it? And then I may give them an input as to what I think it should do.
Yeah.
And, you know, give them an idea on what to start with. But for the most part, I allow my musicians to be free and come up with their idea of what they feel in my song.
Yeah. That's cool. We're gonna play another song that you have a little something you want to say about. Right?
Yeah, this is another one that I actually did for the Rhode Island Songwriters Association. at AS220 in Providence. The theme for this one was Holes, H-O-L-E-S. And if you listen to most of my songs, you'll see that the title pretty much tells you what the song is.
I guess, we were off here and I saw the title of the song, I said this is probably about your coming home experience.
Right, this one, I tried to think about, well, where do I have holes in my life? And the first thing that came to my mind was the day that I came home from Vietnam and went to my house, my parents' house, yeah. And I'm going to surprise them by ringing the bell or knocking on the door and saying, I'm here! And this song tells you what happened.
Good, and I hope it turns out okay.
Kinda. This is kinda, not my home.
All right, well, we're going to give it a listen. We'll be back. Not My Home.
Of damn Vietnam. And no matter how hard I tried, there was never a home in my eyes. Didn't matter what I tried to do, this was not the home that I once knew. I came home years ago, thought that I might play a joke by knocking on my parents' door to let them know I was home from the war. But the joke was on me, I didn't live there anymore, you see. So I wondered where I should go, how the hell do I get out of this hole?
All right, we're back with Papa Joe, WMFO in Medford.
We actually changed the ending of that. What we did is, at the end, when we get into the chorus and I get to the part, this is not the home that I once knew, we don't put the I once knew part. We just stop on the this is not the home. And that's how we end our shows. So it's like people are just like, whoa. And then, you know, we just let it ring out and walk away. And then usually they go, hey, encore. And that's when we come back with Lucky.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I will. Joe explained to me what I feel what Lucky was about, and that's another sounds like another great tale story. Well, real story of your life experience.
My life experiences with Nam,
yeah,
and what happened after. But
thanks for your service.
Thank you. You're welcome very much, and I'm glad that I'm here still.
Yeah.
And we actually do one of the swing songs that we do in our show is 5'2", and what we did with it is we took it and rearranged it so it's a dedication to female military personnel.
True.
And veterans.
Yep.
And people seem to like that that little twist to it.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure, cuz they were there too.
Yeah.
So you want to anything else you got? You want to plug any other shows?
Yes, we have a show coming up October 20th at Rally Point Inn in Foxborough. I think it's just a couple miles from the stadium. That show, I believe, starts, I'm not positive on the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a chance, check out Joseph V. DeMaio, D-E-M-A-I-O, on Facebook, because I'll be posting the times of that show as soon as I find out for sure. That's in October 20th in Foxborough at Rally Point Inn. Other than that, I think the only other thing going on, I'm at a loss all of a sudden. Must be past my bedtime.
You'll be putting it on the book. It'll be out there.
Oh, yeah.
People know where to find
you. Yeah, you find me on Facebook, the Papa Joe Show, fans of the Papa Joe Show, or Joseph V. DeMaio. And if you go to my personal page, that's where there's a lot more videos of the band.
Yeah, I've seen a few, yeah.
The past and future, the ones we have now. And there's also get you the links to the other two pages.
Right. All right. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Long ride up.
It's always fun, though, coming to WMFO. I like it.
Yeah.
We've been here for a while
now.
I know
you've been here many times.
Yeah, since
Crash Course.
Yeah, Crash Course, and then On the Town with Mickey D.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's
still going.
Yeah,
still rolling, as we say.
There's still a few more shows I got to hit here, I think.
Yeah. We got a lot of DJs. We got a lot of them.
You know, but we got to keep rolling long, as they say.
Yes. Pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, and I'll be, I'm glad I got your CD. Teaser, anyway.
Yep, the teaser part.
All right. There is an event going on, starting tomorrow, actually, to the 23rd, I believe, at the Burren. It is a, I forget what that billing it, Bust Out Boston, I think, and it's all female-led acts, artists, performers, and there are so many great talents at that, it's mind-boggling. I'm going to play like four or five of the artists, the females that will be there. I've had a few of them on this show, and again, that's at Burren, and I think it starts tomorrow through the 23rd, which I believe is Sunday. But I'm going to play that again, some of that stuff. Once again, thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much, Skybar.
All righty. Here we go. This is Carissa Johnson.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You can try, but you can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try. You can try, but you can't cover it up. Feel high, so come on, keep it up. The desire, can you get enough? You can try, but you can't cover it up. You
All right, that was Lily Black with Covered Up. Before that, Krista Johnson and the Cure-Alls with After All. Papa Joe wanted me to tell you that the Papa Joe show is often promoted by Northern Music. All right, I'm going to play another tune here. The phone's ringing. I'm going to get that in 1 minute. This is a band called Stars Like Ours.
Yeah.
right. That was the Devil's Twins with Holder of the Gold. Before that, Stars Like Ours with Love in a Parking Lot. They will be at, along with many others, as I said, at the Barron starting tomorrow night through Sunday. It's a female-fronted extravaganza from tomorrow, Wednesday through Sunday at the Barron. A lot of great acts will be there. WMFO in Medford, Skybar. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Emma will be up in about, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 minutes. WMFO in Medford. See ya.